Hello, friends,
and welcome to Mad as a Hatter,
a conspiracies and curiosities podcast.
Today is episode 19.
Whoop, whoop. We're one away.
We've almost been doing this.
Two away. Sorry, I forgot my own episode.
Huh?
We have 20, then White Rabbit.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Spoiler alert, White Rabbit's coming up. Number two.
Second one. I'm so excited, and I just can't hide it.
Wait, no, it's Sunday. We can't sing on Sundays.
Every episode is now karaoke.
I know. We switched solely only to singing.
Welcome to our karaoke podcast. I was about to say karaoke. It could be called karaoke.
I love it. It's like a paranormal parody podcast.
Oh, I was karaoke. Thinking podcast and karaoke combined.
Well, I added but more peas. For anyone who spits when I say peas, I apologize. My microphone doesn't like me.
Okay. So.
Yes. Next. So we have Darby's episode today. Mine coming up on Sunday. And then the following. Wait.
31st. March 31st.
Hold up. Redo that. So today we have Darby's.
Right.
And then on Wednesday, we're going to have mine.
In case you're confused, today is.
Today is
a
Sunday.
Conspiracy episode, and it's
yes,
Sunday.
Yes, it's Sunday. Darby will be on Sunday. I will be on Wednesday. And then that Sunday, we have White Rabbit number two. Boop, boop, boop. If you're hearing our lovely voices right now, our contest for our Patreon has now officially passed.
Right. No matter at what point you are listening to this episode, it's done.
Yes. This episode gets released 4 days after the due date. Sorry.
However, if you would still like to donate to our Patreon today, you will be featured on our next White Rabbit, along with getting all of those fun, enticing rewards and prizes.
Yes, please. Just this episode added on a great new part of our blooper reel. That was a very rough beginning.
Oh, there's like 10 minutes.
I'm sorry. Someone didn't let me use my Afrin before.
Somebody likes to record blooper reels.
I do like the blooper reels. And mostly when Paige starts getting distracted again in ADHD, you know it's going to be a great blooper reel episode. Because my attention is anywhere but where it should be.
When Darby has cider in front of her.
Yes.
It's a good episode.
It's a good episode. ADHD and cider, sponsor us.
Please, Ace Cider, if you would like to sponsor me, I'm currently addicted.
Ritalin? I don't really have any good sponsors. I don't even use Ritalin.
You know. Just
Big Pharma. Shout us out. We'll
any
avoid
pharmacy
doing.
Pharmacy, you want to give us a little
CVS, Walgreens.
Okay, so
Darby, what are you talking about?
I am talking about Loch Ness Monster,
Nessie. Yes, I'm excited.
Are we diving in, or do we have more news?
We do have a little bit of news.
Yes,
featured on our White Rabbit episode will not only be our Patreon donors. But our music.
You mean I'm gonna sing?
I wish. No,
hey, we're gonna sing.
We're gonna save everyone's eardrums, especially my own, because my singing is much worse. We are going to save everyone's eardrums, but thanks to a Redditor who recommended a really great location for us to get music. I was able to buy a license, get us some really amazing music. So you will hear that introducing our White Rabbit number two episode.
Yay!
It took us forever. It took me forever. My bad.
Yeah, 20 episodes. Not that big of a deal.
Yeah, technically 22. It's fine. It's fine.
I thought it would come out on our White Rabbit.
It has
That's
to be
21.
Legal. Our podcast has to be legal drinking age until I let it have music.
Hear that podcast? No music for you.
Nope. Not until you can enter the bars. But yes, I think that's it on news.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll just jump right in then. So, the legend of Nessie, the Loch Ness Monster.
Myth, the legend.
The.
What is it when you like introduce someone? The myth,
the legend. The one and only!
Nessie! Oh. So many nicknames.
Anyway, Loch Ness Monster, believe it or not, is located in Scotland's Loch Ness Lake.
No. Really?
In case you're wondering.
It did take me forever to realize that that was the name of the lake. It was, I mean, I was probably like elementary or middle school when I found out, but still I was like, oh, that makes sense. So if anybody's having that realization just now, I'm with you.
Okay. So the very first ever sighting of Nessie was in 565 AD.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I thought I had her as like, not like a current legend, but like 1800s-ish, 1700s-ish. I didn't know it was, went that far back.
Yep, went that far back.
Wow. Nessie, you old.
Nessie is old. She's an old girl. Aww. Or is there more than one?
Baby Nessies.
Babies.
My whole life is sustained.
All the babies.
Hey, last time we had water babies, it was not a good sign.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. That was also my episode.
Yeah, that was your. I was like.
And it was also creatures.
I was like, girl.
We'll get into that.
I shouted out your own episode.
If you want to go back to Skinwalker Ranch.
Nope.
So Nessie was said to have appeared from the deep Loch Ness waters. Here she snatched up and ate the servant, St. Columbia, before being forced back into the waters by her very self.
Hmm. This is... I love it. She was just popping up for a snack.
She just wanted to eat him. It's fine. So, going back to water babies, are they good or bad?
Back at it again. If it is in the water, just go ahead and say no. We have Megalodon. We have water babies. Just go ahead and say no.
So that is the first sighting of Nessie.
Okay.
Snatch people from the waters. At the time, many believed in the water Kelpies. And
Kelpies.
The Kelpies?
Kelpies.
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 Sorry, I was a huge, like, mythology and creature nerd. That's the one thing I do know about, like, conspiracies. I was like, I love Kelpies.
Okay, Kelpies. And the Ich Osage, which means water horse. A water spirit in Scottish folklore. These ancient Scottish myths about such water creatures contribute to the notion of the creature living in the depths of Loch Ness. And Kelpies... or shape-shifting water spirits.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to go look at the pictures, there is a picture of Kelpies. Well, a statue of the Kelpies, which is very famous, and I want to go visit. But
they're cute.
Only look at one.
Oh, I learned not to scroll the hard way. Yes. After a couple episodes of everybody's ears bleeding from me screaming in terror.
You only scroll when I tell you to scroll.
She's going to just start creating a PowerPoint presentation where she controls it. So
I really debated on just turning my screen towards you.
Like, not surprised.
And here's picture one.
Paige, your attention span cannot be certified.
Low key, I did put white out in some of these notes so you wouldn't read ahead.
Rude. If anyone's curious, Paige does have a copy of Darby's notes in front of her, but only because I can't hear well. So sometimes, I was like, I'm the person who always has subtitles on, much to everybody else's chagrin. So, sorry in advance. But I never read ahead. I'm good.
I need the shock factor, so I muted some of them.
I never read ahead!
Okay, so.
I always get in trouble for doing that, so I stopped doing it.
It is often described as large in size with a long neck. And one or more humps protruding from the water.
Rude. Don't judge her body type.
She has lots of humps.
My lumps. Lumps my lumps, lumps. My lovely lady humps.
Check it out. Popular interest and belief in the creature has varied since it was brought to worldwide attention in 1933. Evidence of its existence is anecdotal. Blah, 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 anecdotal with a few dispute photographs and sonar readings. On December 6th.
Sorry, I was thinking about the hump day jokes.
It's not hump day, it's Sunday.
I know, that's why I was like, that's my episode.
On December 6th, 1933, the first reported photograph of the monster taken by Hugh Gray was published in the Daily Express. The Secretary of State of Scotland soon ordered police to prevent any attacks on it.
That is a good person. I'm sorry, in every creature episode or every like movie with like a monster in it, they're always like, there must be a thing, we must kill it. This person's like, we have to save it. Whatever yep. it is, save it.
I don't know what it is, but we're saving it.
That's the, you know, I back you, random person. Did you say their name? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Oh.
Hugh Gray.
Oh.
You may scroll to the next photo, and you'll see the photo of Hugh Gray. Oh, wait, no.
Of Hugh Gray?
Secretary of State. Hugh Gray was the one who took the picture.
Oh, okay. So you did not say his name?
No, I did not. Ha ha ha. It was just Secretary of State.
I was saying, I was like, I feel like I would have heard another name. So I was thinking of Grey's Anatomy with the other one. Sorry, scrolling. Oh, yeah, I know this one. Mm-hmm.
First
but ever. I'm sorry, I know, like, the Loch Ness Lake is technically huge. Like, it's supposed to be gigantic. But every time I see this photo, it always looks like a little toy and, like, a rain puddle.
Interesting, you say that.
Oh, okay.
So, many people say that this photo is not actual evidence because they say that possibly he was near the lake with a toy submarine with his son and just happened to take a picture of it.
But that looks like a toy Nessie, not a toy submarine.
I'm just telling you what people argue.
People are dumb. Sorry. How can anybody not like Nessie? I mean, besides that she now is at least one body count.
One body count, millions of years old. You know.
Gigantic.
No big deal.
Well, it reminds me of like Pete's dragon and things, is it? So misunderstood.
So there it is. Okay. Sorry. Part of this. The earliest report is what I read earlier with the body count. It was written in the 6th century AD.
With the body count?
Yes. When she dragged the one person underwater.
Oh, okay. I was like, there is a body count? I was just making stuff up. Oh, man. Yes. Okay. Sorry. I'm here. Attention to
the person. According to writing about it, about a century after the event was described, Irish monk St. Columba was staying in the land of the Pinks with his companions when he encountered local residents burying a man by the river Nessie. They explained that the man was swimming in the river when he was attacked by the water beast, which mauled him and dragged him underwater. Although he tried to rescue him in a boat, he was dead. Columba sent a follower, Lugene Monkmin, to swim across the river. The beast approached him, but Columba made the sign of the cross and said, "Go no further. Do not touch the man. Go back at once." The creature stopped as if it had been pulled back with rope and fled.
The power of Christ repels thee.
And Columba's men and the Pinked gave thanks for what they perceived to be a miracle.
What if, what if it, like, real life Nessie was like, God, this guy's a weirdo. Like, just never mind.
I mean, I would be. We had the miracle. We had the very first ever sighting. In the reverse order.
And the first death.
So, there's now been 2 deaths.
Oh, okay, yes.
Now we're on 2. Okay, now let's go to the sightings.
Yes, please.
I mean, after those 2 sightings. More sightings.
More sightings.
In October 1871.
See, those are the years I'm talking about.
D. McKenzie of Ballin reportedly saw an object resembling a log or an upturned boat wiggling and churning up the water. The object moved slowly at first and disappeared at a faster speed.
Oh, it was a wiggle worm. Nessie was just dancing.
She was. July 22nd, 1933, when George Spicer and his wife saw a most extraordinary form of animal cross the road in front of their car.
I feel like people back in like the early 1900s have a really nice way of explaining things. But now in like the 2000s, we're like, that was a big turtle. Like, where did our language go that we're no longer like these eloquent vocal speakers?
We only talk how we can spell.
That was a big old bird. Who even knows? Like, I would never think to see Nessie and go, a most extraordinary form of animal.
I want to.
I would love to. I would love to be recorded quoting that, but I feel like a quote from me would be just dreadful.
It was a big animal. kind of looked like a snake.
Yeah. But like, it was like a lizard, but with little arms.
So across the road in front of their car, they described the creature as having a large body, about 4 feet or 1.2 meters high and 25 feet or 8 meters long.
And again, I wouldn't know how to give good measurements. I'd be like, they were yay high.
Bigger than me.
Yeah. Everyone's taller than me.
A long, wavy, narrow neck, slightly thicker than an elephant's trunk, and as long as the 10 to 12 foot, 3 to 4 meters, width of the road. They saw no limbs. It lurched across the road toward the lock, 20 yards away, leaving a trail of broken undergrowth in its wake.
Wait, people have seen Nessie not in water?
It crossed the road. Did you think that was in the water?
There's a lot of jokes here, but let me just focus on the fact. Why did the Loch Ness Monster cross the road?
I don't know why.
Well, I wasn't prepared for the joke. It was one that I wanted to make.
I was really expecting you to say to get to the lock, which is what the story just told you.
Well, that's like, that's like someone who's like, to get to the other side.
But to get to the lock.
To get to the lock. I need to find jokes like this. If you have a good Loch Ness Monster crossing the road joke, send it our way. We'll give you a shout out.
I don't know. Paige might not notice that's out of water.
Get out. I don't like this episode.
It has been claimed that sightings of the monster increased after the road was built along the lock in early 1930s, 33, bringing workers and tourists to the formerly isolated area.
So Nessie is an environmentalist.
Yes.
I need us to like to promote this episode. Have like Nessie with like a protest sign in her little what is it, a paw, a fin?
If I can find it,
I'll make it.
I don't know. I think I have a pretty good picture for this episode, but you know what? If you can find me that one,
okay. Well, we post two photos per episode, so maybe that'll be one.
On January 5th, 1934, a motorcyclist, Arthur Grant, claimed to have nearly hit the creature while approaching Ambridge.
Why is this Loch Ness Monster always in the road?
It's like that bird we saw earlier.
Oh my! It would not move out of the way, and I stopped in the middle of the road because I'm not hitting a bird.
He really just wanted to die.
I know, he was like, I'm ready. It's like, we are not doing assisted suicide today, Bert. I'm just trying to get to McAllister's.
He was near the northeastern end of the lock at about 1 a.m. on a moonlit night.
Why are you crossing the road at 1 a.m., Nessie? Go to bed. This is not a time to be playing in the road.
According to Grant, it had a small head attached to a long neck. The creature saw him and crossed the road back to the lock.
Shut up.
Grant, a veterinary student, described it as a cross between a seal and a plesiosaurus.
Again, like how people describe things.
He said he dismounted and followed it back to the lock, but only saw ripples.
Stop body shaming Nessie.
I'm sorry, there's a sketch of what he saw.
Ooh.
If you go over.
See, that's the Nessie I know.
Yes. That's a sketch.
Her little fins. I also love that. Has anybody ever clarified that, like, Nessie is in her?
No.
Yeah.
We don't have Nessie, so we don't know what gender Nessie is. I'm sticking with there's more than one.
Don't gender stereotype Nessie.
I don't think one creature can live this long.
No.
So I'm going with there's a lot of Nessies.
Stop gender stereotyping Nessie.
I think there's a boy Nessie and a girl Nessie, and they had baby Nessies.
Why can't a girl Nessie be with a girl Nessie?
Well, they can't make baby Nessies if they're two girl Nessies.
Well, one could argue that we don't know if this creature is asexual and can do asexual reproduction.
You're right, but then it wouldn't be girl or boy.
True. Biology's complex.
It would just be Nessie.
Just Nessie.
So it depends on which one you want to go with.
I've just always heard her whenever Nessie was mentioned.
Well, you call boats her.
Oh, true. Maybe it's just like a water thing.
You call cars her, too.
True.
My car's name is Uhura from Star Trek.
Anything with an engine is a her.
Does he just not have an engine?
We don't know that.
I'm okay, the conspiracy theory was about a creature, not the fact that Nessie's a robot secretly.
I told you I would take a nice spin on this.
Stop it. I can't trust any time Darby opens her mouth now. I got ruined last episode.
Okay, so the sketch was examined by a zoologist, Marcy Burton, who stated it was consistent with the appearance and behavior of a...
what?
Otter.
Yes!
Can you look back at the sketch and tell me if that's an otter?
No, not in the slightest, but I'm still going with it. I mean, if you shorten the neck, that's pretty right on.
And apparently otters will just look at you in the middle of the road and then be like, nope, I'm going back.
I mean, didn't you watch Finding Dory?
At what?
Cuddle party!
At 1 a.m.
They literally stopped traffic.
A paleontologist, Doreen Nash, has suggested that Grant may have seen either an otter or a seal and exaggerated his sightings over time.
Otters! I love otters. They're my favorite animal. I have about 3 otter stuffed animals. Soon to be 4. There's one in my Amazon cart. Shane, if you're listening, which I know you're not. No, I don't.
In December 1954, sonar readings were taken by the fishing boat Rival 3. Its crew noted a large object keeping pace with the vessel at a depth of 146 meters, or 479 feet. It was detected at 80 meters, or 2,060 feet, before contact was lost and regained.
Thank you for translating to feet for my American butt. Every time someone says meters, I'm like, I have no clue.
Well, 1 meter is roughly 3 feet.
Nah. Don't want to have a good
guess. It's 36 inches, to be exact.
Ooh. No, but that would be exactly 3 feet.
It's 39 inches.
Okay.
My bad.
Then roughly, yes.
36 is 1 yard. 39 is a meter. Okay. On May 1977, Anthony Doc Shells, camping next to Yakrat Castle, took some of the clearest pictures of the monster until this day. Shells, a magician and psychic...
Of course. The person with the best proof has, like, the most sketchy titles.
Claimed to have summoned the animal out of the water.
I need him to have drawn, like, this devil pentagram. And he was trying to summon something else, but Nessie came. She's like, well, you rang?
As
I was over by the road, but I heard your call.
As we decided earlier, she is afraid of the cross and prayers, so...
So the devil pentagram would work. Nessie is a Satanist, confirmed.
He later described it as an elephant squid.
I was not ready for those two words to be put together.
Claiming the long neck shown in the photograph is actually the squid's trunk.
What squid has a trunk?
I didn't look up elephant squids. I'm going to have to do that after I get through this bullet. Okay. And that a white spot on the base of the neck is its eye. Due to the lack of ripples, it has been declared by a number of people. Not real.
It's not real, but it's the first thing that popped up. What are these imaginations of people?
Okay.
Well, the first thing when I was typing in elephant squid, it was elephant squid tattoo.
That is his picture.
Oh. Well, yeah, that looks like an elephant trunk sticking out of the water, but I don't know where he got squid from.
I guess elephant squid.
Why is this a thing?
That's not real.
People have these, like, ridiculous Photoshop. Like, not ridiculous. I'm sorry if this is your life work to produce these things.
What the heck?
But there's, like, all these creepy elephants with all these tentacles coming out of their trunk. And it's terrifying. Like, some of this is nightmare fuel. I'm gonna have weird Oh, there's a frontal version of it.
That just looks like it has a lot of legs.
It looks like the Demogorgon from Stranger Things.
Okay.
Sorry, you were doing a bullet point, and then I totally took over. But that was the first thing that popped up, and it was weird.
Okay, there is an elephant squid. It's the Dumbo octopus, also known as the elephant squid.
Okay. That I knew. I said that earlier, just now.
Anyone wondering, although it's not that big.
Yeah, I love the Dumbo ones because they're super cute.
Okay, so anyway.
Redo the bullet point that I totally interrupted. My bad.
I actually might have finished that bullet point. You just might not have listened.
I'm sorry, I'm working on it.
Due to the lack of ripples, it has been declared a hoax by a number of people and received its name because it looks staged.
There are no ripples. Can I look at the picture now?
I showed you the picture.
Oh, okay. Well, I want to look at it bigger.
Not in there.
There's a different photo.
Yeah, there's a few different photos.
Oh, never mind. I scroll back up.
I don't have it in there because I was like, eh.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah, it did look like an elephant trunk just sticking out of the water.
Yeah.
From the magician psychic.
Who summoned it.
Yes.
It said, hello.
Nessie didn't actually come. She was too busy playing in the road.
So she sent her elephant friend.
Yeah. Can you go get them? I'm due for my nightly road crossing.
I'm playing chicken.
Yeah. God, I have things to do. You can't just summon me. I feel like that'd be me as a demon. I'd be like, can I get a break?
I mean, to be fair, if I've been alive since 565 AC.
AC? Air conditioning?
Wait.
AD.
AD.
Yeah.
No, BC. Sorry.
I thought it was AD.
AD. I don't know.
Who knows?
It was AD.
I'm
You're
too
right.
ADHD to know.
565 AD. Yeah. I literally have it in my notes up above.
We could scroll up, but we'd rather just argue about it.
I'm going with AD. I would want to die, too.
No, I'm going with AC.
I'd be playing chicken, too. If I say AC, I can't be wrong, right? Because I'm both.
Yeah. I mean, technically.
It could be AD. It could be BC. I don't know.
Which, it's like when you bubble in both answers lightly. Or you do, like, the true false, the T that looks like an F and a T.
Or how when I write, I make a one circle and put the line between both of them. And I'm like, no, it's a B. No, it's a D. It's whatever it's supposed to be spelled with.
Yeah. Yeah. What is it? I don't know.
You tell me.
Yeah. My students do that to me.
Nice trick I learned when I was in middle school. Yes, I did say middle school. Anyway.
I'm sorry, but every time they do that, it looks like a middle finger to me.
You know what? For those of us that can never tell our B's and D's apart, it is a nice hack. On May 26, 2007.
It's my birthday.
I wish that was a live recording right there, your face.
Then my birthday. If you're a Patreon donator, we will possibly have recordings.
Oh, live recordings. Yeah. Like birthday recordings.
Birthday recordings. You must give us presents.
Well, mine already passed.
You must give me.
And the screaming starts.
Who summoned Nessie during her nightly road crossing?
Tucker is trying to summon Nessie right now.
Come to me, oh water serpent. Can I hold my microphone up closer?
Okay.
The dogs are rampaging.
So,
has anybody seen that episode of, not episode, the part of Jumanji where the animal stampede happens to the house?
Oh my gosh.
That's basically what's happening upstairs.
One day I will record a video of Tucker doing his scream so you know what we're laughing about. It's not that.
It's his bark. That's the
much
funny thing.
Worse than that. It is his bark. It just sounds like a child
it's
being murdered.
It's terrifying. The one time I slept over at Darby's, well, I've slept over multiple times, but I'm lying.
Tucker scared her away forever.
Yeah, the first time I slept over, I got woken up by that. It was not fun. I was like, who is getting murdered in this house?
A small child that does not live here.
Yeah, I was like, I did not sign up for this.
It's our nightly ritual.
I'm the person in the horror film. Like, you'll joke, oh, yeah, no, I'll be like, nope, I'm out. No, I'm already out the door. I'm not making a comment. I'm gone.
How are you getting out if you're already in the basement?
There's a window. I'll make it work.
Okay, if you like fighting frogs and spiders.
Between a murderer and a frog and a spider, it's a pretty easy choice. The murderer.
Between a murdered victim and the frog and the spider. on May 26th, 2007.
My birthday.
55-year-old laboratory technician Gordon Holmes videotaped what he said was this jet black thing about 14 meters, 46 feet, long, moving fairly fast in the water. Adrian Shine, a marine biologist at the Loch Ness 2000 Center in Drumgill, Rochet, I'm so sorry, described the footage as among the best footage he had ever seen.
Of all time or of Nessie?
Of Nessie.
This is the best footage.
BBC Scotland broadcasted the video on 2009. No, sorry.
On 2009. There's a little bit of a delay.
May 29th, 2007. STV News North Tonight aired the footage on May 28th, 2007 and interviewed Holmes. Shine was also interviewed and suggested that the footage was an otter, seal, or water bird.
Water bird. Such a fun word. Two words. I vote for otter. So I would be totally okay with, like, a giant freaking otter. Like, if they told me Nessie was a giant freaking otter, I would book tickets to Scotland today.
Shane, the person who said it was the best footage of Nessie he'd ever seen.
My boyfriend?
Shine. Sorry.
Oh, sorry. No, I was like, wait, when did I miss my own boyfriend's name?
Shine said it was an otter or seal, even though he said it was the best footage he'd ever seen of Nessie.
This is the best footage, but I'm debunking it.
Okay, so on August 24th, 2011, Loch Ness boat captain Marcus Atkinson photographed a sonar image of a 1.5 meter wide or 4.9 feet unidentified object which seemed to follow his boat for 2 minutes at a depth of 23 meters or 75 feet and ruled out the possibility of a small fish or seal. Because seals don't go 75 feet below the water.
Or that fast.
Oh, no, you didn't talk about speed.
I did not. On April 19th, 2014, it was reported that a satellite image on Apple Maps showed what appeared to be a large creature, thought by some to be the Loch Ness Monster, just below the surface of Loch Ness. So that one I do have a picture of.
Ooh, good.
That is the one that is the next one underneath the sketch.
It looks like a shark.
Hmm. Interesting you say that.
Every time you say that, I get scared. I'm like, what did I do?
What are you
doing? I mean, you know what it looks like?
What?
What was the captain from Lilo and Stitch? Like the big scary guy who's trying to catch Snit.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it looks like him.
I thought it looked like a big mouth fish. Remember we discussed that in my Megalodon?
Oh yeah, the one that go.
Yes, Mega Mouth. That's what it was. Mega Mouth shark.
Ah, found it.
Okay, so an international team consisting of researchers from the University of Otago, Copenhagen, Hull in the Highlands, and Islands did a DNA survey of the lake in June 2018. Looking for unusual species, the results are expected to come out later this year.
This year?
Yes.
2019!
So we'll
I'm
find,
now like,
we'll
is there those. A way that you could like sign up for that information? Like,
I looked
text me when
for
you
it,
find out.
Because one site said that it would be published as of January 2019. So it's like, oh good, it should be published now. But then everyone else was like, sometime this year.
Rude.
<It's> like, I really wanted that now.
That's rude.
Okay, so. However, Nessie was very, very busy in 2017.
She had a lot of roads to cross.
She did. There were 8 sightings, to be exact.
Oh, that's a lot of notes.
2017 alone.
Oh, wow.
The 8th sighting is a
Maybe
photo.
Maybe she got a friend.
Of a strange fin in the water taken by Dr. Joe Knight from Lancaster University after a recent visit to the loch. She took
that
her
sounds
son.
So fun. I'm sorry. That just sounds like, oh, yeah. I went on a recent trip to the loch.
Well, this is going to sound even better.
I'm ready.
She took her son to look for monsters and said, Scotland is slightly easier to get to than the places he wanted to go to look for Yetis.
this is the kind of mom I want to be right there. I want to walk up to my son's teacher and tell them, I'm sorry, I'm pulling my son out to go monster hunting. I want to look them dead in the eye and look at them as they call CPS because I'm crazy.
I kind of want a mom to say that to me.
I'd be like, do you mind if I join you? Kids, class is canceled.
Kids, extra credit if you take pictures, videos, find something, send me a letter about it. Extra credit.
Yep. Miss Paige is going monster hunting. Peace, kids. I-step testing's next week. Good luck.
So, yes, they found a picture of a fin.
That's great. Can you imagine being that kid, though? My mom took me monster hunting and we found a monster.
We found Nessie.
How cool would that be? Could you imagine being the teacher in his classroom, though, and going like, remember, show and tell is about real things. This is real. Okay.
As long as you're not telling me about that Yeti, because you did not go look for Yetis.
Yeah.
So another sighting was from a woman on her honeymoon in October.
Honeymoon goals.
A creature moving in the water while a group of friends holidaying in August spotted something huge in the water, which apparently arched out of the water.
She was stretching, making sure her road was unoccupied.
There were 3 sightings in June, 1 in May, and 1 in April, which all deemed official sightings. Gary Kimmel.
Man, summer's busy.
Yeah, apparently. She really needs to go sunbathing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, spring's coming. It's finally warm. Why not?
Is it warm?
I mean, Scotland. It's not like it's Switzerland.
Scotland's pretty north.
I'm going to look up the temperature in Scotland.
It's north of Greenland. It's north of England. Okay, so Gary Campbell, who assesses and logs sightings of Loch Ness monsters, said...
42 degrees there right now. So it's warmer there than it is here. It's
still cold.
It's a high of 53 today. We had a high of 40.
Okay. Still cold. This is the most they have seen this century. He says that his team was 50-50 on the photo taken by Dr. Knight, but they decided to give her snap the benefit of the doubt.
That's great. Because that flies in science.
It does when you're in charge of keeping track of Loch Ness Monster sightings.
If that was my job title, I would never stop handing out business cards. Like, anybody I met.
If your evidence is real or fake, here you go.
Yeah. I would even care. I'll be like, sir, that latte is going to be $10.99. Here's my business card. It's not at all what I asked for, but here you go.
This is your tip.
Yeah. I'm a Loch Ness Monsters researcher. I get paid for this.
You know what?
Crap.
To be fair, if somebody gave me that, I'd be like, yeah, you probably don't make any money. Thanks. Okay.
This one's on the house.
Before 2017, the most sightings of Nessie was 17 in the year 1996. Before that, in the 1960s and 1930s were the times that had most sightings, sometimes more than 20 in a year. And there was a 9-meter model of Loch Ness Monster built in 1969 for a Sherlock Holmes movie that was found almost 50 years after it sank in the loch last year.
That's funny.
I bring this up because...
What if Nessie thought it was her friend? Oh. And it was just, my friend doesn't move or talk a lot, but...
My friend died.
But we're good.
This is her body.
Yeah. It's just like Ariel singing to the statue of Eric.
Creepy.
Part of your world.
Okay, so the science behind Nessie is... This is from... I did not write down who this was a quote from. I'm sorry.
Ooh.
It's a quote from a scientist.
That narrows it down.
Who works at the Loch Ness Monster Research Facility. So
that does narrow it down.
There we go. We have explored Loch Ness layer by layer from the surface right down to the loch bed. 230 meters into the peat-stained water, a cold, dark environment. Loch Ness is a real lost world. But it is an ice age lost world. with surprisingly varied habitats and creatures.
Try to figure out what a peat stained is.
I was kind of guessing that it was like Scottish slang. But I feel like
okay.
Just lost all of our listeners in Scotland.
Probably. It's apparently an accumulation of partially decayed vegetation or organic matter. Okay, so it's just like...
Okay, so it's not slang. I'm sorry.
Oh, it just like stains the water yellow and brown. Okay. I thought it was something gross. It's just science-y.
So, yes.
I like the surprisingly varied habitats and creatures. I mean, this is surprising.
And old, and they can't explore... Excuse me. They can't explore it all.
Mm-hmm. I love when they always say, like, layer by layer. I'm like, would you just peel it?
Yes. That's exactly what they did. Down to the lock bed.
Where did all the water go?
They put it back after they were done.
Layer by layer. No, don't grab that water. That was already used.
So, what do you think the monster could be? If it's not a monster?
An otter.
Let's see. Bird wakes. Wakes have been reported when the lock is calm, with no boats nearby. Bartender David Monroe reported a wake he believed was a creature zigzagging, diving, and reappearing. There were reportedly 26 other witnesses from a nearby car park.
But that doesn't explain, like, a wake. Like, a wake has to happen because of, like, a boat or something. So how is it happening without a boat?
A bird wake would happen with a bird. And boat wakes are usually V-shaped.
This is why I keep your notes in front of me. If I don't have them, I don't know.
Boats are V. Oh, birds that makes sense. Do whatever they want.
Yeah, that does make sense.
Eels. Eels are found in Loch Ness. And an unusually large one would explain many sightings.
That would not explain the road crossings. I need something that explains the road crossings.
An elephant.
That would qualify.
So now I would like
you to... I think somebody would identify an elephant, but...
I will direct you to the next picture. Well, the next picture is actually the one that was taken in 2017.
But do they have elephants in Scotland?
The next picture.
The one with them peeking out of the lake? Or the...
That one.
That's funny.
That's the one I said could be our episode.
Hello.
Now I'll unhide my text that I hid from you.
Why are you going to do that?
Unhide it?
It's still... Rude.
That better?
I don't like you. I wasn't even looking at your notes this episode.
Oh, well.
I was like, you know what? This episode, I'll wing it. See if I can understand everything.
So in 2006, paleontologist and artist.
I know a paleontologist.
Neil Clark. Do you know Neil Clark?
No. It's a joke because he's actually an archaeology major. So we always ask him, did you dig up any dinosaur bones? And he's like, shut up. I'm not a paleontologist. Sorry, go ahead.
Neil Clark.
You can restart that bullet point.
Okay. In 2006, paleontologist and artist Neil Clark suggested that traveling circuses might have allowed elephants to bathe in the loch. The trunk could be the perceived head and neck, with the head and back, the perceived humps.
Stop body shaming.
In support of this, Clark provided a painting. It was not that painting.
Yeah, I was like, there's no painting.
Whoa. What? I was looking for the painting. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm going to pretend I didn't see anything. Did you scroll all the way down?
No.
Okay, good.
I was just like, what is this weird orange dinosaur creature? And what is this lizard thing?
Okay, so, Greenland shark.
Okay.
River Monster has made a claim that it was the Greenland shark they actually caught. No, He just claimed
the river monster made this claim.
Yes.
I claim it was me.
No, the river monster, the show.
Oh. I thought you said the river monster itself made the claim.
So we met Nessie. She said she is a Greenland shark.
I am the river monster. I speak for the lakes. I need to go to
the
bed.
TV show.
Okay.
The Greenland shark, which can reach up to 20 feet in length, inhabits the North Atlantic Ocean around Canada, Greenland, Iceland, Norway, and possibly Scotland. It is dark in color with a small dorsal fin. It is stated that it could possibly survive fresh water.
Just maybe.
Maybe.
Prefers beer, but fresh water's fine.
Other options are the whale's catfish, trees, optical illusions.
Hey, you're moving into psychology.
Trees. Or the Plesiosaurus.
The dinosaur?
Yes. My personal favorite.
I vote a giant otter.
That was the orange dinosaur you saw a picture of.
The giant... Oh, okay. I was like, the giant otter? Oh, no. Okay.
In 1933, it was suggested that the creature bears a striking resemblance to the supposedly extinct Plesiosaurus. Placer. Man, I've been saying it a million times already.
I don't even know any answer to this. Sounds like a Pokemon.
Yeah, I'm saying it all right. I just got tongue tied on that one.
No, I was sure you were right. I was curious.
The plesiosaur were probably cold blooded reptiles. Needing warm tropical waters.
Yes, because everyone thinks tropical in Scotland.
The average temperature of Loch Ness is only about 5.5 degrees Celsius or 42 degrees Fahrenheit.
Warm tropical Scotland.
If the Plesiosaurus were warm-blooded, they would require a food supply beyond that supplied by Loch Ness.
They don't support their diet.
In October 2006... New Scientist article, Why the Loch Ness Monster is No Plesiosaurus. Leslie No.
She sounds like somebody who would be writing an argumentative article. I was like, no.
That just made me think of Leslie Nope.
I should have that, like, Leslie, no. Well, I was asking you a question.
Mom, stop using my full name.
I was just telling you no.
Leslie No of the Sedgwick Museum in Cambridge said, the osteology of the neck makes it absolutely certain that the Plesiosaurus could not lift its head up swan-like out of the water.
This episode has too much body shaming.
The lock is only...
Don't tell him what he can't do.
Also, the lock is only 10,000 years old, dating to the end of the last ice age. Before then, it was frozen for about 20,000 years.
You know what? Maybe it was frozen in a block of ice.
That's what I think. Anyway, if creatures similar to the Plesiosaurus lived in Loch Ness, they would be seen frequently, since they would have to surface several times a day to breathe. However, in response to these critics, Tim Dinseldale, Peter Scott, and Roy Mackle
postulate... I thought about the Dinsdale Dibidome.
A trapped marine creature which evolved from the Plesiosaurus directly or by convergent evolution. Robert Rhines explains that the horns in some sightings as breathing tubes or nostrils, allowing it to breathe without breaking the surface. So they argue that it was this dinosaur and now it's evolved to survive in Loch Ness.
Okay. I like the horns aspect. It definitely goes with our whole Nessie's a Satanist.
But that allows it to breathe.
It's like the little tubes or like the straws.
So if it's none of those, it could be a long-necked giant amphibian, like a large newt. So I'll direct you back to the photos on...
So I see the dinosaur.
Okay, so the one photo below that is my giant newt.
That was the one I was laughing at. He just looks like he's like...
It's a giant newt.
He looks like he's laughing.
A newt!
A newt! Newt Scamander!
I was quoting Mighty Python, but...
Yes. That part I did get.
I'm slightly uncultured, not that uncultured.
So if you scroll down one more, it's Bigfoot.
No, it does not look like Bigfoot. That Bigfoot looks like a gorilla, and I do not appreciate that.
Have you not seen pictures of Bigfoot?
I try to avoid him because he looks ape-like.
Oh, yeah, he does. But I thought you liked Bigfoot. Oh, my Bigfoot episode's going to be real fun.
No, I do, but from that distance and that blurriness, that looks like a monkey.
Is Bigfoot and Loch Ness Monster friends?
Yes.
We'll find out in my Bigfoot episode.
That would be cute, though, them hanging out together while they're crossing the road. Why did Bigfoot and Nessie cross the road?
Crosses the road, too.
To get away from the Discovery Channel people.
Do it like they do on the Discovery Channel.
Okay, so oh, I love that you love that song. That's a throwback. Oh my gosh. Man, I haven't heard that song in so long.
I love that song. Anyway. So, that is Loch Ness Monster. Nessie.
Oh, I love it. Except the last photo. Everything else I love. You edit out my horrible cursing, my bad. We'll just do like a beep horn over it.
Is she an elephant?
Otter.
Is she an otter? A giant otter.
I'm going with giant otter. Is she... Does not explain the neck, but I'm doing it.
A giant newt?
A newt?
Is she a tree?
Is she a dinosaur?
Is she a dinosaur? Or is she not real?
Whoever votes not real in the poll... Stop listening to it. I'm just kidding. Please keep listening.
Somebody voted not real in my alien poll.
Rude.
I was like, none of these. Alien isn't real. And someone voted it.
It's not nice.
I was like, oh, thanks.
You're allowed to have your opinions, I guess.
I just like to give lots of fun options.
I vote otters. I will always vote otters, even though my heart goes with ice block dinosaur.
So, there will be a poll.
Yay!
I vote dinosaur, but...
Will otters be an option?
Otters will be on there just for Paige.
Yeah. It's going to have one vote.
If you don't vote for otters, Paige, I'm going to be highly disappointed in you.
I will never not vote for otters. Unless it's like a poll. Which should we extinct next?
I should have put that on my alien episode then. Ancient aliens. Were they otters?
Otters. Every poll from now on will have an otter option. Which will always have one vote. Me.
Just Paige.
Yes. We're going to, one day our podcast will blow up and we'll have like thousands of followers and people are just going to start clicking otters to mess with you.
Like, Paige, stop hacking other people's accounts.
I get us a social media following just of otter lovers. I don't know. We have mostly Redditors now. Shout out if anybody is listening from our Reddit. I've talked to a lot of you guys.
Anybody listening at this point.
Honestly, we do have one Scottish listener. So if you're still listening, hey, how you doing?
I thought we had a few. Just one?
I can't remember if it's Switzerland or Scotland that has
probably
one.
Probably gone by now.
Probably. They heard one European mispronunciation. They're like, Americans.
I'm sorry, friends. Come back. I love you.
They heard, hello, friends, way too many times.
And they were like, peace.
Peace.
I love you, friends. Please. Please come back.
Please come back. Rejoin us. But yes, if you're one of our newfound Redditor listens, welcome. I love chatting with you guys, so keep it up.
Yes.
So speaking of where to find us.
You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Twitter is @ASA_Hatter. Instagram is Mad as a Hatter. Facebook's Mad as a Hatter. Patreon is... patreon.com/madasahatterpodcast.
Reddit is Mad Hatter Podcast, as well as our Gmail is madhatterpodcast@gmail.com. As always, you can listen to us on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and Podomatic. And if you're asking if anyone's asking right now, Paige, why aren't you pulling Darby's next topic out of the hat? Well, it's our white rabbit.
So.
And we're not telling you.
Tune into our white rabbit to figure out what it is.
Yes. Remember, it's one topic that both Darby and I are covering. So it is one topic solely, but that is a top secret.
And it will be on March 31st.
Yes, it will be. So tune in, listen, and we will follow you next time with my episode. Don't forget me.
We will follow
them. Still have one more. Yes. You know what? We will. We're stalkers now.
Remember those implants that we said we put in your cars?
Slowly but surely.
Because we're Big Brother.
Yep. We have implants. We're stalkers from you.
So, thanks for following me down this trip down the rabbit hole.
See you next time when you follow me down mine.